Bicarbonate. Nearly 70% of carbon dioxide is transported in the blood in the form of bicarbonate. Bicarbonate is formed when carbon dioxide chemically reacts with water to form carbonic acid. Carbonic acid dissociates into bicarbonate and hydrogen protons. The arrows pointing in both directions indicate that this reaction goes in both directions, that is, it is reversible. The reaction taking place in the body tissues where carbon dioxide is produced is shown in the equation from left to right. When the blood arrives at the alveoli, the equation goes the other way and carbon dioxide diffuses out of the blood. When this happens, bicarbonate and hydrogen are combined to produce carbon dioxide and water. Carbon dioxide is expelled from the lungs during expiration. This chemical reaction occurs both in blood plasma and inside the red blood cells. Inside the red blood cells, this reaction occurs 1,000 times faster than in the blood plasma because the red blood cells contain the enzyme carbonic acid anhydrase, which catalyses the production of carbonic acid from carbon dioxide and water, and vice versa. The definition of an acid is a substance that produces hydrogen. As we can see, carbonic acid dissociates into bicarbonate and hydrogen. It is important to note that hydrogen is a part of this reaction, and the figure thus tells us that there is a relationship between carbon dioxide and acid in the blood. If the carbon dioxide level in the blood increases, the amount of carbonic acid also increases, and so does the hydrogen. It is the concentration of free hydrogen, i.e. those not combined with a negatively charged anion, which determines the pH. Thus, the more carbon dioxide, the more acid, the more hydrogen, the lower the pH. A logical consequence of this is that respiration helps regulate blood pH. By blowing out carbon dioxide, the hydrogen is combined. This hydrogen and acid disappears from the blood and the pH increases. This is an example of acid-base regulation. Acid-base regulation is more thoroughly reviewed in the E-Compendium of Renal Physiology.